Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
It's a great thing to live in an age when machines can do much of our work. We enjoy the benefits of mechanization every day, usually without even being aware of the fact. Machines and their marvels have become an integral part of our doings. Yet, every now and then, we're reminded that in spite of mechanical talents, there are still some demands for hands. Such a reminder was handed to me on a party evening, an evening in which my husband and I were serving a Chinese supper for guests. Now, if you have ever cooked Chinese food, you know what kind of extensive preparation goes into such a meal. It takes a day plus. There is all the chopping and marinating, the pre-cooking and so forth. And then there is that last-minute stir-frying. Now, in all of this preparation, there is extensive dish and utensil usage, as you can imagine. Those dishes and utensils stacked up alarmingly all through the preparation time. And they began to make a tower during the cooking and serving time. In fact, my daughter's remark was, "Mom, I can hardly believe how many dishes get dirty when you're cooking Chinese food." Well, fortunately, we had mechanical assistance, outstandingly in the form of the dishwasher. Oh, and I fully recognized what a help that dishwasher was. And I used the dishwasher. Used it for not just one load, but 4 or 5 loads before the evening was over. And I definitely used it with gratitude. And out of that party evening came an extended message from my heart. It came while I was unloading the dishwasher and putting the dishes away after the party. I halted there beside the dishwasher with the serving dish in my hand, and I saw very clearly some food remnants inside that serving vessel hidden away under the rim. Well, that marvelous machine, the dishwasher, helpful as it was, couldn't thoroughly do the job. It couldn't get that stuck-on food despite the very hot water, the strong detergent, and the spray water action. All of those had proved useless for that one bit of food. Still, clearly, there was a demand for hands. And so I had to set about, by hand, cleaning that serving vessel. And as I cleaned, I applied the little lesson to Christian living. As in the kitchen, so too in our Christian lives, day by day. Yes, we have plans, programs, and procedures which we follow, but, you know, they can only do so much. And where their effectiveness ends, we can clearly see, and we need to remember, that there is a demand for hands. That is, a demand for the personal element of a human heart, a heart reaching out to touch and to help other people. A demand for hands.
Listen daily for Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of the book, Sunshine on the Soap Suds. She'd welcome your response at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.